Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting second, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keen for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Lanier reaches third base with a triple. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lanier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda takes first base on ball four. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Alou reaches second base with a double. Cepeda moves to third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Elliott bunts towards first. Cepeda fields the ball and throws to Marichal covering. Safe. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisco takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Elliott scores. McMillan moves to third. Sisco moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to third. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davenport is walked intentionally. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. Marichal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Davenport moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Galen Sisko. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Parsons now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alou bunts towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Parsons covering. Safe. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Pagan now playing shortstop. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Willie Mays now playing center field. Matty Alou now playing left field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonder for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.